This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For years now, movie theaters have been trying to lure a grown-up audience, meals, Barca Lounger-style chairs, sometimes cocktails. While box office revenues have climbed in the past few years, ticket sales have been stagnant. Now some theaters have turned their attention to the younger set, Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Kids scramble up climbing structures, tumble down a slide. It's break time in the middle of the movie Boss Baby at a Cinépolis theater in Southern California. A 15-minute intermission that helps kids sit still during the rest of the movie. Adrian Maharis Elizondo is CEO of Cinépolis USA. He says part of what they're trying to do with kids is what theaters have been aiming for with adults. Get them out of the house.
In the U.S., with so many entertainment options, with Netflix, so many things that you can do, and people seem to have less time every time.
Kids between the ages of 2 and 17 make up nearly a quarter of the movie-going audience, according to data from the Motion Picture Association of America. Younger kids also go to movies with their families.
And kids have a big influence on their parents, which cinema they want to go to.
That's Tim Barr, CEO of Furco Seating. He was showing off his theater chairs at a recent CinemaCon convention, including smaller rainbow-colored kid seats, costing about $200 each.
Cinemas are all showing the same movies. They have the same popcorn. They have the same sound system. So differentiating themselves is always a problem.
Theaters are trying other tricks, too. AMC is reworking its menu, adding kid-friendly chicken tenders and giant pretzels. And theaters like the TCL Chinese Theaters in Hollywood are building esports auditoriums, a place to play and watch people play video games.
Well, I think it's another great opportunity to get moviegoers into the audience.
Alwyn Hite Kushner is president of the TCL Chinese Theaters. She was also at CinemaCon.
Young people that might be coming to the theater to experience a video game tournament will also become potential customers for movies as well.
It can all seem a bit gimmicky, but if brightly colored seats, video game hookups, and kiddie gyms work, if they sell tickets, that's what matters to theaters. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.